Committee, and Teresa Szabo, representing the academic professional staff. Thank you for being here, Teresa. Professor Nick Berbulis, Chair of the University Senate's Conference, is in the very back of the room, and Dr. Matt Wheeler, Chair of the Urbana Senate Executive Committee, there in front of the camera. And from the presentations that Christophe Pierre made yesterday, that he made earlier to the ABFF committee, you know we're now at the beginning of the process of coming forward with a recommendation for tuition for our next academic year. And I've been reminded by a number of recent events of the tremendous responsibility that is on our shoulders as we think about tuition and access to the University of Illinois. Access is truly one of the attributes that defines the land-grant university. We've celebrated the 150th anniversary of the passage of the Morrill Act that established the land-grant system earlier this year, and sustaining accessibility for all young people, all who desire to enroll and are qualified to, is something that's truly important. And as we've compensated for state support over the reductions over the last few years, we've increased our tuition by 123% since 2002. That's a very, very steep increase. I'm sure that nowhere in our history have we had a similar decade of tuition increases. So as I visit with the chancellors and their teams who are determining what they truly need next year to continue to offer the quality of programs that we have and the breadth of programs academically, and to sustain our infrastructure and the supporting organization, I've asked them to be very careful about cost containment, minimizing the impact that this will have on our students and the families and others who support them. I do want to brag a minute. Susan had a chance to showcase this campus last night. I want to say a few words of notable successes over the last couple of months since we last met. Larry Shook, our Vice President for Research, was recently made the newest member of the Institute of Laboratory Animal Research, which is an advisory committee to the National Research Council. And I understand that the next issue of Nature, which is one of the most prestigious journals in science, will have a cover story which features the project, that the international project that Larry led to sequencing the pig genome, which is important not only for animal production issues, but also important for those who use this as a model species for research and problems important to human medicine. UIC nursing professor Deanna Wilkie has been elected to the Institute of Medicine of the National Academy of Science, a truly great honor for her and recognition for the quality of our programs in Chicago. And she joins Chancellor Alan Mears, who's also a member of that institute, and Skip Garcia, who's our third member on the Chicago campus. Professor Luis Urreta is among one of the few faculty in the country whose novel has been selected for the National Reading Program. He's also on the campus in Chicago. Urbana chemistry professor Douglas Mitchell has been named a Packard Fellow in Science and Engineering. That's an annual award that honors the most recognized the young researchers with great potential. I think there were 16 selected this year. Important to that is he receives a five-year award, $875,000. So it's not a trivial recognition, and it creates huge opportunity for him in his research program. Two Urbana faculty members were recently named to the AAAS, the American Academy of Arts and Sciences. That's Ed Diener, who works in the area of human what we call sixth sense, using computer technology to sense or to recognize things that we can't recognize with our five senses. Sharon Haim Schiffer, who has just recently joined us. Her husband was named, as you may recall, the last board meeting as Vice Chancellor for Research in Urbana, and she was also made a member of the AAAS. Harry Berman, who is a familiar name in this room, has served as interim chancellor on this campus and previously provost,